Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explored manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
So, you know, James, we have an interesting subject to talk about today.
You know, Robbie, I agree.
James, have you ever noticed how some people say, you know, a lot, you know?
You know, you're right.
We're just saying that a lot to make a point. Sometimes, especially me, unfortunately, we use that phrase, you know, out of habit, and it doesn't really mean very much, but there's a time when we can use it. And in those times, it means a great deal.
That's right. And it can actually be one of the most meaning-filled ways to pray. So, this way, have you ever tried to express something real important, but you couldn't get the words out? You're trying to describe something that happened, or maybe you were just trying to tell someone you love them, but no matter how hard you tried to say it, your words just failed you. They seem so inadequate.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time as someone who talks on the radio for a living, right? I mean, sometimes you just can't get the words to come out right.
Yes, even though you have wonderful gifts in that area, Robbie, and it's so important with prayer because we need to know that God doesn't insist that we get the words just right when we come to him. He's not listening for perfect grammar or just the right sequence of thought or the right theological perspective on something. He just wants us to come to him because he loves us and welcomes us as his children. We've said it before, but it bears repeating. What kind of a father would insist that we get the words just right before we can even talk to him? God isn't like that at all, and I'm so glad he's not.
Wow. Yeah, so me too. Well, James, you know, so let's talk about that. I mean, what does that look like when we pray?
Okay, and maybe we are saying that a lot, but there again, it's kind of a device here. But think about what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, that our Heavenly Father knows what we need before we ask him. So that means that we don't have to spend a lot of time describing things to him. He already knows, but he also wants us to pour out our hearts to him. So you might think about a time that you were so upset about something that you didn't know how to pray. Maybe you felt all prayed out, and you were wondering if you were asking wrong and praying the wrong way. And this is where we come to the end of words, if you will. And we pray our emotions in the moment and every thought and everything that's in us, and we just take it and we give it all to God. And often it sounds like, Lord, you know. That's a great way to pray, to just take all of that and here it is, Lord. You know exactly what I need. You know exactly what I'm going through. And usually when we pray this way, it's a cry for help.
Oh, yeah. So is there any scripture that comes to mind when you think of praying that way?
Absolutely. One of the best examples, I think, is Psalm 139. When David prays, Lord, you search me and know me. Know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, my learning, and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a thought is on my tongue, you know it completely. So, you know, the same thoughts repeated again and again. And then David adds this thought in verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too lofty for me to attain. It's an amazing psalm in so many ways. But when you get down to verse 19, he cries out to God for help against the wicked. So again, there it is. It's another cry for help situation.
So I guess you could say the whole thing is a, you know, prayer.
It really is. It really is. And given the strength of the emotion in it, it looks like David is in distress when he prays it. So again, this is a great way to pray when we're really struggling and aren't quite sure what to ask for.
Oh, that's so true, right? The parents of prodigals come to mind here.
Yeah, that's a great example because, you know, so many times, and there I go again, you pray and you pray and you pray and nothing seems to change. And when you pray, you know, Lord, you can give him everything that's on your heart and ask for the help that you really don't know how to ask for with words. We've talked about praying from the heart recently, and that's what this is about. We can pray not only in stressful situations, but maybe you're physically sick or you're just unable to put a sentence together. Maybe you're exhausted, but you wake up in the middle of the night and you know you need to pray. So, Lord, you know, is a great way to pray at times like that.
But it's also, you know, not an excuse for not really engaging God either.
I'm glad you bring that up because that's exactly right. Usually praying, Lord, you know, is just continuing a longer conversation with God that you've already been having. It's not an excuse for being lazy with words or in our prayers, you know, just to get them over with quickly. It's just picking up where you left off, continuing the conversation on something that matters deeply.
Yeah, one of the things I really appreciate about this, really, is how it emphasizes God's closeness and his tenderness.
Yes, and we saw that in Psalm 139, and it can be so comforting to pray this way. Just think about the person who's grieving the loss of a loved one, or, you know, they're just emotionally worn down. Sometimes people can shut God out at a time like that, but just availing yourself of this simple prayer is a way of casting your cares on him. And it's also an affirmation that he really does care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, often, you know, what I do is, you know, I love that verse that talks about the spirit groans with utterances that are too deep for words. And so it's actually quite common for me to go, okay, Lord, I know you know better than I what I need in this situation or what needs to happen in this situation. So, you know, groan for me, you know, whatever that is. I really love that.
That's a whole aspect of this as well. So, you know, Robbie, I really enjoyed this talk with you today.
You know, I did too, James. So I guess I better close this in prayer. So, Lord, you really do know what's on all our hearts, all those listening right now, those things that really stick out that mean so much to us. Lord, you do know. Lord, teach us to pray. Give us words, but more than that, give us a heart that reaches and yearns for you in the night, like James talked about, and tears for how we really feel that we know fall on loving ears. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now.
Christmas, the ultimate pacudum. So, yes, I said it right. Yes, Christmas is the ultimate pacudum. And Jerry, I'm guessing they're kind of wondering, what in the heck?
Right now they're saying, what is Robbie talking about?
It is my dream and my hope that by the end of today's show, this will be as near and dear a word to your heart as it is to mine. So one of my favorite Christmas songs ever, and I've used it for years. If you listen to my show at Christmas, I usually play it because it is so close to what a pacudum is, and love came down at Christmas. It's point of grace, and it really does point to this idea of the pacudum. So today's Christian Car Guy show, as you might imagine, is brought to you by the letter Pei. And the letter Pei in Hebrew, if you were to look at it, which, by the way, I have it front and center at ChristianCarGuy.com so you can see it. I put the whole word pacudum in Hebrew out there because it's kind of really cool to see it in Hebrew, right? You got a chance to go through that. But the letter Pei looks like God's mouth. It looks like God's presence. And so, you know, when Adam and Eve were hiding from God's presence, that has everything to do with that letter Pei, right? And this idea of being in God's presence. So that's a pretty cool way to start off the word pacudum. And so, you know, it's really, from my standpoint, you know, an idea to go to, if you got time, to go to ChristianCarGuy.com and look at the picture, because I think it's really going to enhance your idea of pacudum here. So what in the world is pacudum? Well, I'm glad you asked. I really am. And I've been asking that question very, very hard since July, because it's in July I started the project that God gave me to memorize the 119th Psalm. And as I go through all these verses, right, the word pacudum is one of those 10 words that are repeated throughout the psalm. It's repeated quite often. And so I just kept on looking for it and looking for it. And you know why, Jerry? Because unlike other of those 10 words that are repeated, like the word commandments, which is mitzvah, you'd find that word throughout Deuteronomy and in the Torah. You would find the word, you know, that is translated statutes. You'd find the word, you know, that is translated judgments, but you won't find the word pacudum. So it was a word that started in the Psalms when King David wrote this idea. But one of the really neat things you may not know about kings that really comes into focus with this is that a king, in order to be a king in Israel, had to write their own Torah. And they wrote one before they ever took the throne, and then they were to write another one. In other words, and you know how they used to write that, right? You can picture this scene, like, whoa. You know, and they had, you know, clearly Cohen, they had, you know, rabbis come by and check to make sure that, you know, every little jot and tittle right, that it was accurate. And so they wrote this, King David completely wrote this out. So he had a phenomenal understanding of the Torah, of the Word of God. And so this word becomes very critical to the idea of what good is the Bible without God. And so this particular word means, actually, the simple Robbie version of it, is a visit from God. So what is a pacudum? It means visit with God, or it could mean commandment to visit with God, or it could mean a visit with God in community, like a church service. Okay, and so once you have that understanding of, okay, this is the pacudum and this is it. Now, let me give you some verses with that understanding. You've never heard the word translated that, but let me give you these in the verses that I think are critical to this idea. And again, keeping in mind it's Christmas time, and what good is Christmas if Jesus ain't there, right? He not only came down at Christmas time, He's coming down at Christmas time. So when you're with your family this year, or you're with your friends, or you're with your church, if he ain't there, man, it just ain't Christmas, I'm saying. So here's verse 63, 119 Psalm. I'm a companion of those who fear you and those who keep your visits and community visits. I'm a companion of those who meet with you, God, right? The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your visits and your community visits. They almost consume me upon the earth, but I forsook not the gathering of ourselves together. It fits, right? I will never forget your visits, for with them you quickened me. Right? Because I assure you, when you put that in the spot, that like, if I'm not mistaken, when you were born again, when I was born again, it had everything to do with a visit, okay, from Jesus. Here we go, verse 94. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your visits. And he repeats this over and over and over again, where he is seeking these Pekudim, and he seeks them. And at one point, he even says, I long for thy Pekudim. And I don't know about you, but every morning I get up and I'm trying to get a visit, right? I am trying to find, and I don't know if you're like this, but often my mind goes every single place that it wants to go, but where I want it to go. And my prayers are hitting the ceiling. And then after a lot of just study and work, all of a sudden you feel it and you know he's there and you have a visit.
Yeah, Robbie, you know, as you're saying that, one of the things always, you know, for me, same thing. You know, I try to go to the Lord. I'm trying to pray and want to just feel his presence and feel his involvement in my life. And I'll think, you know, I just don't feel him here. I don't know what direction to go. And it isn't never about our Lord and Savior. It's always about me.
Right.
You know, and that's, that is sometimes a hard lesson.
And the neat thing is, for me, is it often, you know, I'm sitting there in prayer or whatever, and he'll flip a word into my mouth, in my heart, wherever he puts it, and then all of a sudden, I begin this wonder stage, and then I open up the scriptures, and then I see that word, and then all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in his presence, and so now I've got a visit going on, and it was like that this very week, when he finally, after all these months of asking, what is a Pekudim, right?
He had his timing, man.
He had his timing. And so to unwrap that a little, unpresent a little bit for you, the word Pekudim is a plural of the word Pekud. So anything in Hebrew that ends with a M sound, that's a Yud and a Mem, anything that ends that way is plural. So the idea is this is a plural of Pekud. So when I started searching for what's a Pekud, because I could see that this was plural, what a Pekud is, and it is the root of the word, is the first time you see that is when God visited Sarah, you know, when she was going to have a son whose name was going to be the laugher, right? Isaac. you know, I feel like I'm in the line of Isaac. Because clearly, you know, I share
I can see that. Yeah.
But anyway, so Sarah, you know, got a visit. And then you'll see if you continue to study this word Pekud, obviously this is what David, he longed for, the same thing you long for, right? That's what brings Christmas to be Christmas, is the visit.
Yeah. I mean, so many times you hear, you know, that changes everything. Yeah, that changes everything.
It does. And it's really cool when you think about it from the standpoint of that Yud and that Mem, okay? This is a God spark and water, okay? Well, if you want to multiply anything, and the reason why that when you put that M sound on the end of something in Hebrew is it multiplies it, is because if you want to multiply anything, add water and stir, okay? If you want to multiply some grass seed, right, add water, stir it. You're going to have a bunch of grass. It's going to grow a bunch more. It's God's economy is more and more and more and more and more, okay? And so the idea is the more that you visit, the more you want to visit, right? And so we're hoping today that you would call us with your favorite visit. It might be a Christmas visit. It might be some other visit. But someplace where you knew God showed up, we would love to hear your story. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Plus, we got to do some Pekudim on our car here, so we're going to talk about it.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com. There's a choice. We must make each and every day. So close your eyes and share the dream. Let everyone on earth believe the child was born.
Christmas, the ultimate pukkudum today on the Christian Car Guy Show. And if you just tuned in, well, a pukkudum means, from my standpoint, a visit. And really, really cool. If you just go to ChristianCarGuy.com and look at this picture that I created from this really neat Christmas ornament. If you can't see it right now, you still could appreciate what I'm fixed to tell you. So this Christmas ornament that's on, it says love came down, as you might imagine. And that's the idea of the visit, right? But then it says best day ever. I mean, let's just face it. Whenever we get a visit, it's the best day ever. And so how about you? What's your best day ever? 866-348-7884. That's a day that he visited you with. It may have been yesterday. Okay. I'm not talking about necessarily the original one, but whenever it was. And as you share your story, believe me, you're going to encourage thousands of people that are listening right now. I know it takes courage to share, but you got to do it. 866, God's putting it on your heart. You need to call. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. And so above that, you know, best day, or below it, it says, for unto us a child is born. There's the visit, okay? Best day ever. And then... And Jerry pointed out, said, Robbie, be sure and tell him that Hebrews left, right to left. So if you go over to the right, you will see above the love came down, I wrote the word pukkudum in Hebrew so you could see how cool this word is. Because if you know that these are all, every single Hebrew letter is a picture of something. And so when you look at that pay, which is clear over to the right side, you can see it looks like the mouth of God. I mean, it's meant to look like the mouth of God. And it does look like, because that's his presence right there. Right? And the next letter is called a kuf, and it is the only letter that goes below the line in Hebrew. And why is that? Because it is that goes down. It's actually a letter that means holiness, and it has to do with God coming down for a visit, okay? It just does. That he is coming down to essentially redeem the world. And he does that through his holiness. And that letter, kuf, is really a beautiful letter. When you put it next to the letter pay, you're on your way to spelling pukkud, which, you know, is where we're headed. So that next letter is a vav, which is like Jacob's ladder. So you can imagine that here comes Jesus down the ladder, right? And the next letter is a dalet, and that's where you get the duh sound. So you get the puh, which is the pay, right? And then you get the kudum, that is a double Q, which has to do with that cough that were the I mean the you know the cough which starts with a Q, and then the vav, and then the dalet, which is that duh sound. And that duh sound, it means servant. Well, he came down to service. I mean, he just did. And when he came down to Sarah, he was visiting her, right, to serve her, to tell her it's going to be awesome, man. She's going to have the laugher. She's And so, man, we need your call. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Your best day ever, that visit that meant everything to you. And actually, you know, for me, it's just been this week. Like, if I could just, you know, if you could just go back with me as I was opening this gift after searching for months to try to understand the word. And all of a sudden, he opened it up, and man, I was writing in my journal. I was just going crazy all over the place. Look at this, look at this. And then, of course, I had to put it in all the blanks that I could find the word pukkudum throughout the Psalms. And I was like, oh, man, this makes this so rich. I just can't believe it, because for me, and I hope for you, it's these times of visits, right, which we call prayer, but it's those times of visits, and sometimes they're corporate. Right?
Yeah, you know, as you're sitting here talking, I'm going to kind of go a little bit off center of where you're at and where we're leading at. Probably one of the most awesome visits I have every Christmas is corporate, in a way. As you know, Robbie, and anybody who knows me, Jerry Mathis cannot sing. I mean, I can't carry a, as you say, you can't carry a tune in a bucket. That would be me. But one of the most heartfelt things, and one of the most things that means Christmas to me is my Sunday school class and a group of people, and some of them aren't even Sunday school members, who just call me up and say, hey, are you going caroling this year? We get a group that go out and go caroling the night before Christmas Eve.
And that's visiting.
And
that's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. And you feel God's presence. And I look back, as a matter of fact, Andy Bowersox had an event last weekend with Energized Ministries, and what a blessing that was. But as we're traveling up there, Myra, my wife, she keeps great records, which I'm not good at. But we were looking back over the past 20-some years of going caroling, and those names that we went caroling to and stuff, and the ones that had joined us as we were putting the list together for this year, man, I'm gonna tell you what, I was sitting back here fighting back tears driving up the road and stuff. If you know, I didn't need tears. There's plenty of rain out there, but that was God's presence and stuff, and that's what kind of brings me back, was just feeling God's presence at that time, and a group of people who were there just giving their time to try to bring Christ to people that are really hurting. And man, that is just always a highlight of Christmas. And I think that's dead center God right in the middle of it.
Oh yeah. It really is. It's an idea of visiting with God in the equation. It's absolutely unbelievable. Well, we have Ann Ault, actually, I know, because it says Huntersville, North Carolina, so I know who that is. And you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm loving this. Man, this is fascinating stuff there. But both of you, all your comments and everything, this is such fun. But I'm going to be real fast, because when you said it could be as recently as yesterday, I thought, I got to call. Because, I mean, like, I had...
Oh, Ann, we got to go. Ann, I hope you can hold on.
Of course.
Yeah, so we're going to hear what Ann's just yesterday, a recent visit. Of course, those are like, man, they're fresh on your heart and just like, you know, fresh manna, how that works. So when we come back, we'll hear Ann's, but we need to hear yours. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
There's a choice.
The ultimate pecudum, Christmas today on the Christian Car Guy Show. You never thought about what the ultimate pecudum was, but I thought about it, and I've come to the conclusion. So it means a visit specifically from God, a holy visit. And clearly that is what Christmas is about. And so when we left our hero, Ann, she was going to share the one she had yesterday. So go ahead, Ann.
Well, it was so funny to hear you and Jerry talking about this, too, because that's what happened yesterday. Suddenly the challenges were just overwhelming me. I had some fraudulent activity on my bank account and some other challenges. And I could feel the wave, you know, like of overwhelming trying to pull me under. But I just forced myself to pause and quietly talk to God. No huge prayer. It just took some time to do that for a minute. Didn't feel a thing. As you and Jerry both said, no huge response. But all of a sudden, as I just went about my duties, this wave.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Of unreasonable joy swept over me, and the pause that refreshes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I know there's a lot of listeners that are encouraged because they know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And you could see that, you know, when you read that in Psalm 119, you can see that so many times this is where David went. When he was under the gun, knew if I could get a visit right now, life would be good.
Yeah, as it says, changes everything. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes when it does, we look back and think, wow, what was that? What was I really stressed out about? What was all the angst about? What, you know, God is good.
He really is.
And the first time Pakut, you said, was used was with Sarah and about Isaac, and that means laughter. And he's amazing if you just simply let it all go and don't feel the waves of, this overwhelm try to pull you under. And just let, and just keep going in your day. And, man, suddenly it just hits like a tidal wave, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It is. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad I got to talk to you today.
Yeah, what fun. Okay, bless you guys. Thank you.
And this is a good point to mention, that next Saturday, since it is Christmas Day, you may guess I'm not going to be here. However, we will be here with Christian Carguy Theater, our annual presentation of A Christmas Carola, and which I think we've been doing it since 2015 or 16.
2015.
Yeah, and what fun. I mean, I'm actually, you may not know this, Ann, but Wally Windshieldwiper / the ghost of Jacob Marley is one of our producers now.
Oh, my goodness, that's who that was.
Christian Snyder, he answered the phone for you. So, he's in there. I'm on the phone with you. And then next week, we get to hear my old friend, Vinny Menino, who went to be with the Lord as Guido Gasket. Yeah. And when he plays the part of that DeLorean, it's going to be exciting. So tune in.
I get to be Tiny Tim.
That's right. Right. She is. She's Tiny Tim.
Tiny. Everyone.
Well, you have a great, great, great week. And I'm sure we'll talk again before Christmas. God bless.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, we have Eugene is in the Philippines. How cool is that? So, Eugene, is it tomorrow yet? Is it Sunday in the Philippines?
Absolutely.
I thought it might be. So, what have you got for us?
Well, you see, I'm blessed because I have multiple visitations every day.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you.
You see, I'm a part of the His Channel prayer team where folks call in to request prayer.
So you're getting it just one after the other, right?
From all over the U.S., yes, sir. I was touched today, for example, on my shift. I had a young man that called me back for the second time. He called me the first time about 3 days ago, 19 years old, serving life.
Did we lose you? Are you there?
I praise.
He's serving life in prison? Eugene, I'm sorry. We lost you there first.
I said the young man that called in to me was serving life in prison.
And what happened? Wow, what a time to lose the connection.
No, I said a 19-year-old young man serving life in prison called me today to give a praise report.
Well, share.
Well, you see, we spoke originally 3 days ago, and it had to have been God, because when he calls back in this time, it goes through a queue, and it just so happened I got him back again. I said, wow, is this all?
We want the wow, but we keep losing you, Eugene. So tell us the wow real quick so that before you get cut off again.
He led his security guard to Christ.
Oh.
That is a wow.
That is a wow. That's a visitation, isn't it, Eugene?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. How awesome is that? We're so grateful for you and so grateful for you calling in today. That is what that's what the doctor ordered right there.
Absolutely. And, Eugene, thank you for what you do. I mean, wow, that's another wow, just being there.
Yes, I am so grateful for your call today. God bless. You have a merry, merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, and God bless you guys also. Remember, if you want to receive a blessing, be a blessing to someone.
There you go. You couldn't say it better. Thank you, Gene. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye.
And we got Mrs. Warden Greensboro, but we don't have you, right? God's put it on your heart to call, and you got to do that. 866.
I wonder how many of those same stories are out there that aren't being told.
Right. 866-348-7884. My kids say I don't say it slow enough. 866-348-7884. Mrs. Ward is with us. So what have you got for us?
Good morning. How are you? How are my brothers over there?
Oh, we are.
I started not to call because I'm saying I'm always taking up, you know, calling in about good things. But he's so good.
Yeah, he is. Well, I'm glad. Yeah.
So just yesterday, I had been asking God about, you know, what I do with the children. I'm a school bus driver. The challenge is getting to work. And once I'm there, I want to know that I make a difference. And I'm considered the singing bus. They have to always tell me to come. And can you turn it down? Because I have the children singing on the bus. So what I did was I drop off some children, about 13 of them, to the Boys and Girls Club, my last run, before I go to a middle school and wait there. So I get like a 15-minute break. So I said, I'm just going to ask the lady if we can sing some songs. And she was like, well, yeah, you know, you can. So we sung This Little Light of Mine. So I would call this Suffer Not the Little Children. This Little Light of Mine, Who's the King of the Jungle? And no. You got to stand and deliver. You remember that? Who's the King of the Jungle? Who? Who's the King of the Sea? Water, water, water. Who's the King of the Universe? And who's the King of me? I tell you, J-E-S-U-S, yes. He's the king of me. He's the king of the universe, the jungle, and the sea. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Now we're all getting a visit. We're getting a visit. That's awesome. That is, yes, that's the kind of visit. You know, and those are the memories, man. And how many times does he show up when we're singing? Like Jerry was talking about when he was out there caroling. And then I was thinking about when I do the devotions at the nursing home and some of these ladies that have been doing it for years, when we start singing Christmas carols, you know, they haven't spoke a word to me in months. But man, hit them with Silent Night and watch what happens. They know it word for word, right? They it's right there on the tips of their tongues, and they can speak something that and you could just see the smile, and it's a visit.
It certainly is.
There's a visitation on my bus, too, because these are children from pre-K to 12th grade. So some of them never even heard the song. So I do it like in a ritual all the time, you know, around the holidays. So they are listening.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the bus drive they will never forget. Yes.
They'll never forget my ride.
When we come back, we need your call. We got Anita's in Charlotte. We need you. 866-34. Thank you, Miss Ford. 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
There's a choice.
Christmas is the ultimate pacudum today on the Christian Car Guy Show. Yes, Christmas is, in fact, the ultimate visit that we got from God. If you think about it, as a result of that visit and him coming actually to die, that we get to visit. And when you look at the word pacudum closely and you know some things, it's like, I want to share. I just thought, man, I wish I could share my whole heart of what I see inside this word. But that vav means it's a continual thing. Like, and so the idea of the ultimate visit was it just gets to continue on forever and ever and multiply and multiply. And so as you get to do that this year, I hope that is what you experience with your family, what you experience at your church, what you experience in your own time with God.
Yeah, when the tree gets packed back up, the lights are packed right back up, the gifts are forgotten about.
Right.
Our Lord and Savior.
It's still coming down that ladder. So we have Anita is in Charlotte. Anita, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited. My friend Christian who took your call said, Robbie, you're this one's unbelievable. So you got me all excited.
Okay, well, you were talking earlier, I believe, you know, about reading the Bible and the verses and knowing how important that is. And this was many years ago with the first instance. And knowing Bible verses and things, I was down on my knees beside my bed praying very hard as I had for a good many weeks or months with some kind of little neurological thing that made me feel, I'll use the word doddery, unsteady on my feet, and like my eyes were jerking and everything, and I'd been to some doctors, and it, you know, I could work, and it was just aggravating and bothersome, and I was praying down there praying and crying out to the Lord because it was hard to live with. And in my mind, I mean, it popped in my mind, a part of a verse, I will not suffer thee. No, that's the first one. That's the second one. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. I got angry. I jumped up from the bed, walked down the hallway, and as I walked down the hallway toward the kitchen, I realized I don't have that feeling anymore. It was completely gone. And I told her, okay, that was really my second sense. My first sense is I was married to a guy, and he had did seasonal work, and he had been out of work, and we did not make our trailer payment, and they had called, and they were going to come take the trailer away and make us evict us in a couple of days. And I'd been praying about that really hard, and I remember standing in the middle of that little trailer and having prayed, and it says, I will not suffer thee to be moved. That's exactly what it said. I felt it, you know, that stopped me dead in my tracks. I calmed down. And then he came in a little while later. He got the money and got it caught up. So that was an answer to prayer.
Wow. And, that's a visitation, right, Jerry? Like, man, yeah. That Anita, that story makes my day in so many different ways because I have an understanding of the feeling that you're talking about, right?
Right. And I have one more. I was a situation happened many years, not too many years ago in my life. It was very worrisome and didn't know how it was going to hand out. And I was sitting somewhere doing something, and the Lord just impressed me to pray. And I confessed some sins, and I prayed and was praying. And this all of a sudden, I just felt this great peace, you know, that it was taken care of. I was no words, just a great peace. And I got up, and I was calm and everything. And I learned a couple of days later that that problem had been resolved. It was going to impact me negatively. It had been resolved, and it was okay. So God does answer prayers, not always like that.
The peace that transcends.
That over
right.
Many
all
years.
That. That's so beautiful. Years. Anita, thank you for the courage to call. It means so much to us, doesn't it, Jerry?
Yeah.
That you called in to share that today. And I know it meant a lot for Christian, too, took your call. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. We've got Ace is in Brooklyn. And so I'm very excited about this. I don't remember getting many calls from Brooklyn. It's been years, actually. I remember one very specifically I got from Brooklyn. But welcome, Ace.
Brother Robbie, it's a bit of a surprise call for you, man. I think you know who you're talking to, but I would like to wish you and
like
Brother Gary a Merry Christmas. You do?
Yeah.
Those are the initials I asked him. I said, well, he knows who I am by my name. But I would like to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and I am going to share something with you. I'm sharing a message tomorrow, and part of that message is going to be some stuff that I have been reading, and of course, Brother Stu's book, the first words of Jesus, and then there's this study I've been doing in this book called Making Sense of the Bible. And, you know, you had shared something at the beginning about the best day. Well, I took the time to adapt that taking each moment of every day that the Lord gives us is a way to say, you know what, He has allowed me to be a part of each moment of every day. And that's a major important thing. I shared a message about a little over 2.5 years ago about God does not cause it, He allows it. And He allows us to have each moment of every day, which is a bit different than the other. But you can't say that I just look at it. I'm thankful. I am talking. I'm part of what I'm going to be sharing tomorrow is the difference is there a difference between happy and merry? Because people say happy holidays, but, you know, it's better to say Merry Christmas. And here's an interesting analogy that you'll get a kick out of. When you think about it, the word happy is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And the word merry is the 13th letter of the alphabet. And in between those are five different letters. Now, you think about this. There are so many words in the alphabet from A to Z that start with five letters. Like J is Jesus. A is awake or align. And you can talk about so many things about, you know, when you align yourself with the Lord, you know where you're going. B is birth and all that other stuff. But also, you know, there's grace and mercy. So think about that. But I'm also going to talk about, you know, we know that people have names, shorter names, and there's a guy who is going to buy the house coming up in the next 3 months. And his name is Chris, but his name, short, longer name is Christopher. Well, I've always looked at the positive aspect of somebody having name of Christopher.
We only got about 30 seconds left, so hurry for me, okay?
Okay, so the Christopher and Christmas and Christian start with Christ. So to me, any time that you can think about Christ, and especially next weekend, is going to be the most important thing.
That'll get you a visit. And so you got to tell me, because, you know, I don't want to run out of time. You used ACE, and I get the CE is Clay Edison. What's the A?
Anthony.
Anthony. Is that your first name?
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas, Anthony. I did not know that. So how about the Brooklyn part?
Well, no, I said that
was Christian made that one up on his own, and he's laughing in there like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's probably got a little chuckle on his face because I said, if he knows from where I'm calling from, maybe I should have said North Carolina, but I don't know if he would have known that. But
no,
I just said,
it's all good.
Just use my initials, which are ACE. Look, man, I am so thankful that you're doing this, and I'm so thankful to the Lord that you know how things started. There's a story. Everybody out there,
to go,
Brother Robbie
Clay,
and I got to meet.
God bless. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, my friend. And we will talk
God
this
bless
week.
Both you and Jerry.
Hey, all right.
Merry Christmas.
Jerry, this is awesome, man.
Hey, you know what, Robbie? Just real quick, I want to say something because I know we're running off. One thing about Christmas, the Christmas season, is the most perfect and easiest time for somebody to share Jesus Christ with somebody. That door is wide open. Don't miss that opportunity.
And tell them your story of
Absolutely.
Where you got a visit. And remember, slow down. Jesus went, walked everywhere he went, got it all done in 33 years. Thank you for listening to the Christian Car Guy Show.
This is the Truth Network.